Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. And today on the show, our first segment is going to deal with our state parks and our forests. They offer all kinds of opportunities for us. We got the campgrounds, you got the beaches, you got the trails, ways to escape from our life. And we've got a great new book out, the title of which is Wisconsin State Parks, Forests, and Recreation Areas, A Ranger's Guide. And James Buchholz is going to be with us to talk about that. But before that, Jill Nadeau, our executive producer for the show, came rushing in to say, hey, don't forget, it is our year-end member drive.
It is indeed.
And as you listen, I hope you'll think about this. You count on WPR News for reporting and in-depth discussions. And it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong.
It certainly is. And today is the start of a special 48-hour challenge. So become a WPR sustainer by making an ongoing monthly gift, and your first year of installments will be matched dollar for dollar. I wish I could do that with some of my bills.
me too. And I should, you know, I should give the way to for people to contribute. Let me do that.
It's a secret.
Go to WPR.org. That's WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution and get in on that match up to $10,000. A generous group of members offered this. It's their way of encouraging you to sustain the WPR programs that I hope inspire you and inform you and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. I learned so much today about the state parks. And, you know, your participation, it's just vital to how we do business here. And you can help meet our match before the end of the day today. It starts with your sustaining gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are part of public radio, and, you know, sometimes I think people wonder, what the heck is, what does public radio mean? Well, it means listener-supported radio,
for one thing, yeah. And, you know, we appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, but listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR. So your contribution of any amount, really, it matters at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We cover so many important and interesting issues, and I think do it in a kind of a nice way, too. And I know that you rely on this news coverage and the conversations like we have here on the Larry Mueller Show, and that's why your gift during our year-end member drive is so important.
And it would really, really be nice if we had a strong finish on 2024 so we can keep you informed in the months to come. You make your year-end gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
What I like about Wisconsin Public Radio is that it can brighten my day and help me laugh.
It helps me get outside of my own head.
I love the idea that it's a different perspective. It's a fresh outlook on listening.
Listening to public radio has opened up my mind to all that can be and all that is.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution during our year-end member drive. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support, biggest source of our funding, isn't it?
Yep, it certainly is. You know, that's why your gift of maybe $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, has an important impact. So giving to WPR it's easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
Yeah, and that donation comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and please give as generously as you can.
And you can make an even greater impact when you become an ongoing monthly giver right now. Your first year of installments will be matched dollar for dollar. Join as a sustainer right now with your monthly gift of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And this drive, we're offering really cool and fun pair of WPR socks.
I like these, Larry. These are really nice.
I do as well, and I don't always like our socks.
No.
But these I like.
These I like a lot.
Yeah. And we can give those as a thank you gift. We think you're going to love them. They're WPR themed, of course, and they're both cozy and practical. So you can ask for your pair when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Be like Virginia in Sparta, who says, I love the Wisconsin-produced content like the Larry Mueller Show. So do we, Virginia. We appreciate it so much.
Join with your gift right now. Very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. And Joe, you better come running back in here.
I'm staying, Larry. I'm not moving anywhere.
You're not going
anywhere. No, I'm staying
here.
Okay,
well, you could join in and ask some questions,
okay,
too, of our guest. Jim Buchholz with us now. Retired state park ranger, supervisor, and he's authored this new book. It's really cool. It's titled Wisconsin State Parks, Forest and Recreation Areas, A Ranger's Guide. And as we talk with him, I hope you'll join in. Oh, Jay Vinn's already joined in to talk about the favorite parks that Jay Vinn likes. I think Mirror Lake comes into play with Jay Vinn. So we'll talk to Jay Vinn in just a minute. You can join in too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. Jim Buchholz, thanks for joining in today.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Larry. I heard about the member drive while I was driving in my truck this morning, so I sent in a pledge this morning. So,
well, good on you. Thank you so much. I'll tell you what, this book, I it's really packed with stuff. But you tell us, what's in this book?
Well, it's a book that includes all the state parks, forests, and the recreation area, and there's 80 of them, so there's 80 chapters, and each one features one of those properties. Each one has color photographs, which I took as well, and it talks about the hiking, biking trails, campgrounds, interpretive trails, swimming beaches, boating, and just about everything you can do at a state park, and also some of the things nearby that you might want to go and see while you're in the area. And then I also include some ranger tips, I call them, and I like to sneak in some trivia here and there, that just interesting things that I found out that I didn't know about either of the park or the local area.
Yeah, I love those. Those are those little sidebar stories are really fun. And you didn't mention it, but the photos in here are wonderful as well. This is a high-quality paper, and the photos are all high quality. And you took most of them?
Yeah, I took all of them.
All.
I had visited most of the parks before, and I took slide photography. But when I decided to write a book, I thought, well, I'm going to have to go back to every single, all 80 properties, which I did with my wife, who was very good about following me along. But it was fun. You know, that was a fun book to write, and it was fun to revisit all the parks and get to some of them that I hadn't gone to before. There was probably 10 or 12 I had never gone to, and it was fun to go back and do it. And so that's how it evolved over, I'm embarrassed to say, about 10 years it took me to do this.
Well, I tell you what, it's practically 500 pages, and I like the size of it too. It's what, 6x8 or thereabouts,
and
and so it's a handy book, and it's packed with great information about our parks. You know what? Let's get Jay Vinn in from Madison. Jay Vinn, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to, the book sounds really interesting, and I just wanted to comment. One of my favorite parks is Mirror Lake State Park. It's near the Dells, pretty much in the Dells. It has just nice camping, but some of the best kayaking and canoeing, because it the canals kind of go up through into the dells themselves, but there's no, you know, there's really no motorized boats on the lake, so it's all paddling. I like to go in the fall. There's usually a lot of mushrooms, interesting mushrooms to see, and it also has Ishinawa Supper Club for the times when we don't want to cook at our campground.
Yeah, that's I've made many a trip there myself, to both the park and to Ishinawa, to be perfectly honest. Well, Jay Venn, thanks for calling. Jim, Jay Venn picked a good one.
I sure did. Actually, that's one of my favorite parks as well. And the book itself, the cover of the book, is actually a photograph of Echo Rock Trail from Mirror Lake State Park. So, yeah, one of my favorites. And it's really an oasis, you might say, from the hustle and bustle of the Wisconsin Dells area. If you want to get away from that or not even go there, it certainly is a beautiful park on a beautiful lake. And, yeah, beautiful lake for fishing and for canoeing and lots of different activities, and a great beach there as well.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I enjoyed about the book is you got a nice little history of the park system to begin the book. You know, maybe give us the thumbnail version of that history.
Yeah, actually, it started, you may know that it's the 125th anniversary of the state park system, and that's something that the Bureau of Parks and Recreation are going to be pushing forward with this year, 125 years. But actually, the park system almost got started about 20 years before that, in 1899. The legislators were going to establish a state park, and it didn't quite work.
Where was that? Was that Vilas County?
Yeah, it was going to be Vilas County. It was going to be 760 square miles, which should make it the size of the Smoky Mountains National Park, if it would have worked. But unfortunately, the state only owned about 50,000 acres back in those days. And then right after that, the lumber companies pretty much purchased all the forest land in the Northwoods, including, as it turns out, the land that the state already owned. So it didn't quite get off.
But our first one was interstate.
Right, interstate. And finally, in 1899, the legislature tried again, and this time they were okay. They 20 years later, they finally established the interstate state park. And so that is our number one state actual park, which was developed even before there was anything in the government to maintain them, which is kind of interesting. It took us another 10, 12 years to do that. But if your listeners don't know where Interstate is, it's in northwestern Wisconsin in Polk County. It's just like northeast of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And it's a beautiful pick. I mean, you couldn't go for a better first park than that. It's right on the St. Croix River, which is now part of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. And it's not real big. It's about 1,300 acres, but it has a beautiful campground and really is known for the beautiful 200-foot rock bluffs right along the river area.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful place. And it sounds, you know, it's an interstate. Well, that reminds me of the road. But I tell you what, that park is absolutely gorgeous and a great place to visit. Jim Buchholz, our guest today, we're talking with him about his book, which has to do with all of the state parks that we have here in the state. It's actually called The Ranger's Guide and the Wisconsin State Parks, Forest, and Recreation Areas. And one of the big users of the state parks is Jill Nadeau, who's come rushing back in.
I'm here, Larry.
She's back from her reverie. And she's probably reaching for her pocketbook as we were talking about those socks. But it really is our member drive, our year-end member drive, your financial support. It's the foundation of all of the news coverage and discussions you enjoy here every day. So I hope you'll make a vote for this program and make your tax deductible gift right now for 2024 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Everyone was perking up when you said tax deductible, Larry. It's that time of the year. And you know, you can make an even greater impact when you become a sustainer right now. And here's how that works. You make an ongoing monthly gift in support of WPR programs, and your first year of installments will be matched dollar for dollar. Tell us why, Larry.
Yeah, well, there was a group of generous members who have created this challenge to inspire your ongoing monthly support of the programs you and your entire community rely on.
And we have until end of day tomorrow to match up to $10,000 of new sustaining gifts. And I heard from the powers that be that we still have $8,668 to go, Larry. So there's plenty of money there for you to get matched if you want to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's so much fun talking with Jim Buckles. He's a good guy, great talker. He's 40 years as a park ranger, and this book that he's put together is fantastic. And as we talk with him and as you think about the other programs that we have, how is your life enriched by it? How is it unique to public radio? We're listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution, you make this hour and the many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
Absolutely. You know, we learn so much every single day. I just learned about, you know, this other interstate park.
Yeah.
Never heard of it before, Larry.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't grow up in Wisconsin, but still, I've been here for a long time. I should have known, but now I know. You know, more than 25,000 WPR members are proud sustainers, and they learn something like I did every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they make ongoing monthly gifts to Wisconsin Public Radio.
It means that you too could get involved in this. You can provide a reliable strain of funding for the programs you care about. Become a sustainer now. Choose an amount, say it's 10 or 20 bucks a month, and then set it up to be ongoing. Easy to do at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It's that time of year to get cozy, or as the Danes say, higgy. Hygge? Hygge?
It's pronounced hygge.
How do you practice hygge?
My family and I, we will sit on our massive couch under big sherpas in front of the fireplace and have some tea, hot chocolate. Oh, I do love a good chai.
I like to get in my Mickey Mouse sweatpants, get under a blanket, maybe watch a little Maud, Facts of Life, some comfort TV like that. Am I dating myself?
So I don't actually practice hygge. My cat does, and that's when I get to feel it. When she purrs and crawls up on top of me and falls asleep, that is the comfiest I can be.
Add one more item to your list, a pair of toasty WPR Merino Wool Crew socks with a Wisconsin-inspired design. Ask for yours now when you donate $15 a month or more. Here's how.
Oh, got our mics back, Larry.
We temporarily lost our mics, but that's all
I'm sure
right.
It was exciting and everything.
Well, you know, silence sometimes can be an attention getter.
It is. Silence is golden, too.
Silence is golden, but not when if you're going to call with a contribution, though, silence
true.
Is not golden.
No, that wouldn't be helpful.
Go ahead and use your voice and call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Or if you don't want to do that, you can go to WPR.org. Now, that is really quick and easy to do. I went to the site this morning just to make sure it was working, and it's working.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Your support during this year-end drive makes all the programs you enjoy on WPR possible, whether it be this one or others that you like. Your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And, you know, I've got to tell everybody, someone who does the website, though, is there's no good pictures of those socks on the website that I could find. And that will sell those socks because you need the picture to understand how gorgeous they are. So just my advice, just saying. And Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. So join this team effort with your gift right now. Say maybe $10 a month. You decide the amount and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you might be wondering, how much should I give? Well, that's up to you, of course. Your contribution, any amount, will be turned into programs that keep you informed and entertained all year long.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what I loved about giving from when I started years ago, was that I could give what I could afford. So make your gift right now. It's the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you for making an investment that serves your whole community.
You can kind of do double duty because we have that new sustainer challenge for $10,000. And also you can get your toasty and stylish WPR socks this year. They're moisture wicking, I'm told. They're breathable, merino wool, and U.S. made.
Ooh, gives me tingles, Larry.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Just ask for yours, your pair. And I'm going to do this. I'll do it. I always add extra money every time we have a drive. But you can ask for your pair and get $15 a month or more. And that, if you do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you're also part of that new sustainer challenge.
That is correct. Kathy and Hayward says, I love the Larry Mueller Show. Well, that's pretty simple. I guess that just kind of lays it right out there. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy. What about you? Give your gift right now. It's so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Great to have you along today on WPR News as we talk with Jim Buchholz. He's put together a Ranger's Guide, the title, Wisconsin State Parks, Forests, and Recreation Areas, all 80 of them here in the state. And we're talking about something. I hope you'll join in. If you got a favorite one you want to talk about, give a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. Love to hear from you. You know, by the way, Jim, we didn't mention this, but you kind of got the state sectioned off into three areas. And what I like about it, you can look in the areas, and then you can go to the chapters, and you've got the the table of contents is organized by those various regions, regions 1, 2, and 3, which you can look at on the handy map. And then go down the list, and there's so many new and I tell you, I love the way you've got that organized, Jim, with the regions, and then the chapters kind of corresponding to those regions, it really makes it handy, if you want to visit state parks, in the state or the other areas, the forests or the recreation areas. Man, this is a it's easy to look at and to do.
Yeah, I tried to break it down into three regions, the northern region, parks and forests, and then kind of the southern and southwestern area, and then the Lake Michigan Door County area. And the map itself has all the parks listed on there by the chapter number. So it's pretty easy to figure out where to go on that. In the book itself, really you could read it from one end to the other if you want to, but of course you don't have to. It's designed so you can pick and choose. If you want to just look for properties within, 100 miles or 50 miles, that, it's kind of easy to do it that way.
Yeah, it actually is. I was looking at the parks that came after Interstate. Interstate was the first one, and I thought, oh my goodness, the next three I have been to many, many times. Devil's Lake State Park, which is what, probably our most visited park?
Oh, yeah. It's also the largest. It's the largest state park. It's over 10,000 acres and definitely the most popular. It's right now, they've listed it at about 2.3 million people that visit that park every year. But it's got over 400 campsites. It's got two swimming beaches. I mean, it's really a premier state park. And it's for anybody listening who has not gone there, you might say, well, wow, that's pretty busy. Maybe I don't want to go there, but everybody should. I mean, it's just a beautiful park. The towering bluffs above the Devil's Lake itself. Definitely worth a drive for sure.
Yeah. So that park came on in 1910, if I'm not mistaken. And then right after that, in 1911, we got Wyalusing State Park. And talk about that park.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parks. I actually lived there for several years. I was the park manager there. I was stationed at a couple of different state parks and forests around Wisconsin. So that's home to me. I mean, I had a home there. Back in those days, you were required to live on state property at a lot of them. And there was a state house there that I lived in with my family. So that's kind of a special park for me. Actually, it was called Nelson Dewey State Park to start with, until they developed another park by the same name in honor of the governor, Nelson Dewey. But anyway, that's a beautiful park perched also on bluffs, kind of overlooking the Wisconsin River and the Mississippi River, which actually joins at that particular area. You can see both those rivers at the conjunction of those two rivers. And then in the distance, you can see Prairie du Chien. And there are campgrounds. One of the campgrounds is overlooking the bluff area, and it's a beautiful sight, especially at night. You can see the lights of Prairie du Chien in the distance, and so many neat hiking trails in that park. It's one of our older state parks, but still one of the best.
Actually, another park that I have visited, and that might have been the first park, Peninsula. Did I mention Peninsula State Park? I don't think I did, and I have spent winter, summer, spring, and fall in that park, and that was the park that came in 1910.
Yeah, in 1909. That was the second state park that was developed. Also a very busy park. That one is 1.2 million people visit that park. It's in Door County. It's on the... I guess you would call it the western end of the peninsula. It's actually on Green Bay. So it's a peninsula, just like it says, Peninsula State Park, a peninsula that goes into Green Bay near Fish Creek. So very, very busy part of Door County. But again, one place everybody should go and visit, I think. It's about almost 4,000 acres, but I think it's got the most campsites of all the parks, 472. So.
Yeah, and for views, you can be right down by the water's edge, or you can be up on a high cliff looking down on the lake, and the views and the scenery there is just absolutely fantastic. At any time of the year, by the way.
Yeah, they just built about 2 years ago the Eagle Bluff observation. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but
oh yeah,
that's become something that people just go just to see that. It's something to see. It's a 60-foot observation tower, but it's accessible for handicapped wheelchair use, and it's got a long, long ramp that goes up through the trees, and it's just something to see, but it's accessible to everybody.
I kind of like that ramp. Actually, I've gone up the steps many a time, but I took the ramp once just to see what it was like, and then I have come to use the ramp anytime I go up there, to be perfectly honest, because you get some nice views as you go along the ramp, and I can't remember if I've ever been on there when there wasn't someone in a wheelchair also going up that ramp with a big smile. So I think everybody smiles when they're at Peninsula State Park. Tim and Madison's got another one, though, for us. Let's go there. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Larry. I wanted to just do a shout-out to Heritage Hill State Park in Green Bay. It's really not a very traditional state park, as we know, but as I understand it, the DNR does own those historic buildings that were relocated there along with the land, but there's a corporation that manages the park. It's kind of set up like Old World Wisconsin, where you could tour through some of the old historic buildings from Northeast Wisconsin and Green Bay. And curious to know if our guest has stopped by there to visit.
Yes, I have, and more than once. It's a really neat place to go. They've got 24, I believe, historic buildings there. It started out with the Brown County Historical Society. They were removing buildings in Green Bay, and they wanted a place to put them. And so they got this piece of land right along the Fox River. It kind of is perched above the Fox River area, and that's where they put them. And it was just it's really interesting. They have in summer, in fall and spring, they have guided tours to some of the buildings where people are dressed up in the garb of the 18th century, and it goes through a whole area from when the first explorers came all the way up until the 1800s. So there's different levels of history of Wisconsin, which really makes it interesting.
It does indeed. Tim, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. What about you? You can join in too. What's your favorite park? Some information on it, or maybe a question about our parks. Number's 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. There's a couple that Joel Patnaud and I noticed that were former state parks that you have in your book, a couple of former state parks. One of them was, what's the story on the Lost Dauphin Park?
Lost Dauphin. Dauphin. Yeah, Lost Dauphin.
Mm-hmm. What's that story?
Well, that's quite a story. It's still owned by the state. It's the local township now maintains it. But it's still listed actually as a state park in the brochures. But it's, again, it's one of those co-managed properties. But to get to that, you have to go back to France with King Louis and his wife, Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake.
Yeah.
When they were guillotined during the French Revolution, they had an 8-year-old son, Prince Louis Charles, and he was considered a Dauphin of France. Now, a Dauphin is a royal title given to the eldest son of the king, in other words, the king to come. But he was put in prison. They did not kill him, but there were accounts that he was secretly sent to Canada, where he lived, was adopted by a Mohawk family, eventually went to Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, became a Protestant missionary, and he got to Wisconsin by leading a group of Oneida and Stockbridge Native American groups to find a new homestead because they were being evicted from their area on the East Coast. So he managed to purchase over almost 5,000 acres along the Fox River area. This would be just to the west of Green Bay. And his idea was to develop a Christian Indian empire, declare himself ruler. but that didn't quite work out. In fact, the Oneida and Stockbridge people said, forget it. And they eventually settled on their own land. But anyway, much later, there was another prince from the newly restored King of France was a prince, came to Green Bay, and he wanted to talk to this guy. He's got a new name is Williams. And Reverend Williams talked with him, and he told him, guess what? You're the long-lost Dauphin, and you're the rightful heir to the French throne. So that's how that all came about. He never tried to claim that title, but they made a whole state park out of that. It's not a big park. It's a small wayside park along the Fox River. And he had his cabin there for years. I went there years ago, and there was a cabin there. And unfortunately, it was burnt down by somebody. But there's still a state
plaque there, a stone plaque. And, yeah.
Yeah. But it's one of those places that – and there's several – of them in the book like that. They're just so unusual that I had it included.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Jim Buchholz, our guest today. His book is A Ranger's Guide, Wisconsin State Parks, Forests, and Recreation Areas. That's kind of one of the stories that you're, and things you learn about when you pick up his book as it relates to our parks. And here we are in our year-end member drive, and Jill hit me over the head with a piece of paper. It wasn't hard. It didn't hurt. But I'm late getting here to tell you that this drive is your chance to support the news and conversations you count on every day here. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Very important as we end this year and look forward to 2025.
Larry, if I'm going to hit you over the head with anything, it's going to be heavier than a paper, piece of paper. Just saying. Become a sustainer today when you set up ongoing monthly gifts in support of WPR programs, and your first year of installments will be matched dollar for dollar. A generous group of members has set aside $10,000 to encourage folks to sustain WPR.
And, you know, I was looking to see how much money is left on our...
latest is $8,308.
Okay, we've got still left. Okay, yeah. I tell you what, there's still room.
Plenty of room, yes.
Start your monthly gift, any amount right now, and it'll be matched at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, here on the show, we focus on how to make your life better every single day, from practical advice to topics that, you know, affect your community. We talk about Wisconsin wildlife, interesting things going on in the university and in the state, health, consumer protection, and even sports, right, Larry?
Once a month, whether we need it or not. And today, of course, we're talking about this book about Wisconsin State Forest. And just to mention, later on, we're going to be at the second segment, we'll be talking about the new extension, the work that's going on to reach farmers here in the state. Big changes have come in the last few years, and people are looking at them as very positive changes. Do you know anything about it? Well, you're going to learn about it at noon today. And I think that kind of information is vital for all of us. Sometimes it's not, you know, sometimes it's just kind of fun and interesting. Other times I think it's kind of vital to know these things. And you get that here at WPR. And I hope you will support us financially with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater. I like Wisconsin Public Radio because it has this focus on all things Wisconsin, which is very helpful for learning the culture of the state. And then also, once you're here, it helps you feel connected to the community. I became a sustaining member of WPR because it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And I knew every month I didn't have to make a conscious choice to do what is right. It just happens. Like, if I am listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this much, I should be giving back to it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. It's WPR.org that you can make your contribution to. Or if you want to phone, you can phone us at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. And we're asking for your support for the quality programs that you value on WPR. Your contribution, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a difference for our entire community.
It certainly does. And think about when you first discovered Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe a friend recommended it, or because it was so interesting or had great programs on it, or maybe you were just scanning the dial. But no matter how you first found WPR, now you're hooked.
And whether it's been years or just a few months since you found us, your contribution, $10 a month or $120, supports the programs that you've valued since the first time you listened. So be a part of making WPR possible. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Make an even greater impact when you become an ongoing monthly giver right now. Your first year of installments will be matched dollar for dollar. So join as a sustainer right now with your monthly gift of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can pick up those socks, too.
Socks.
WPR socks as a thank you gift. They're really nice socks, and they're yours with a $15 a month or more contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Diane in Appleton says, I count on WPR to keep me informed. Thank you, Diane.
Yeah, Your gift right now, very powerful, really makes a difference. If you haven't done it yet, do it now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. Talking with James Buchholz on the program today, he served as a parks and forest supervisor and ranger for 40 years and has written the book. This is a beautiful guide, A Ranger's Guide, Wisconsin State Parks, Forests, and Recreation Areas. And there are many callers online. Let's go to the phones. Bob and Mellon, thank you for calling.
Okay, you can hear me okay now?
Yes.
Okay. I have been a part of the Friends of Copper Falls State Park for a number of years now, and I think people should know that with the state cutbacks in funding for state parks, your local Friends groups have really sustained Wisconsin State Parks admirably. And so our Copper Falls State Park near Mellon has benefited tremendously from our Friends group.
Bob, thank you so much for calling. And Jim Buchholz, I'm sure you're going to agree with what Bob had to say about the Friends groups.
Well, that's for sure. And Copper Falls, again, that's one of my favorite state parks. I have a lot of them, but that one is a beautiful state park.
It is.
And I know the Friends group there do an excellent job. And I think they have breakfasts even there to raise funds. It's just wonderful. But pretty much every state park and forest and some of the recreation areas have a Friends group. And these are volunteers. Some are just members, but many of them are volunteers that work in the parks. They do everything from being campground hosts to being nature center hosts to some work in the offices. Quite a few have work groups that work in the shop, even in winter. They'll work on picnic tables, and they just do a tremendous amount of work. And each of the nonprofit groups, the Friends groups, are all part of, kind of organized under the umbrella of the Wisconsin State Friends group. And they kind of coordinate things. But just, I don't know what we would do. And he's correct. I'm not sure what the parks would do without these volunteers to help out.
Yeah. Bob, thank you again. Ron in Weyerhaeuser, your turn. Hi, Ron. Oops, we lost Ron. Let's go to John in Stevens Point.
Hello?
Oh, no, we got Ron. Sorry. Ron, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Larry.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Flambeau River State Forest up in Ross Sawyer, Price County here.
Oh, yeah. The Flambeau River State Forest. Jim, do you want to talk about it?
That's a beautiful, beautiful park. If you've never been there, it's worth the drive. It's a little drive to get up there, but certainly it's one of the nicer ones to go and see. I don't know, is Ron still on the line? Or
Ron, are you there?
Yeah. I guess the real highlight is, you know, you got obviously the Flambeau River flows right through the entire length of it. So you have chance to primitive camp. There's river campsites that you can that are there, first come, first serve. You can canoe down the river, jump on a river campsite for a longer trip. You have elk in the area now, a fairly good elk herd, so it's not out of the possibility of hear elk bugling in September or maybe seeing one crossing the river. The other thing about the Flambeau is it's kind of, in a good way, in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of places, most places on the forest, you don't get a cell signal. So if you want solitude, it's really a good place to go.
Yeah, it's large, too. I mean, it's nine, I think, over 90,000 acres, if I recall. It's up in, covers several different counties, Ashland, Iron. One of the big things for the Flambeau is it's got 75 miles of the Flambeau River, which is just outstanding whitewater canoeing and kayaking. I mean, it's really a paddler's paradise. They have camping and hiking and all that stuff, too. But, boy, if you like to be a kayaker or a canoer, this is quite a wilderness river to go on.
Yeah, it is indeed. And Jim, you have put together a wonderful book, and I tell you, during this holiday season, it's a tremendous opportunity for me personally and for any of my friends that I want to give this book to, and I think others will be taking the same approach. Jim Buchholz is the author, and the book is Wisconsin State Parks, Forest, and Recreation Areas, A Ranger's Guide. Take a look at it. You're going to be amazed at what you find. I learned, even though I've been to many, many of these parks and areas, I've learned a lot myself. And I always learn a lot when I talk to Jill Nadeau. She's the smart one in the room right now.
Right.
She's here to talk about this Wisconsin Public Radio year-end member drive. And I hope this is take a chance right now. Join in and support the news and conversations you rely on all year long with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know, Larry, you can do two great things as we close out 2024 on WPR. You can become a sustaining member by making ongoing gifts, and you can get your first year of installments matched.
That's right. Your monthly gifts, along with the matching funds provided by our generous group of members, will benefit the WPR programs you value in the years to come. Start your monthly gift, any amount right now, and get it matched at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, I have learned just so much just listening to this segment, even though we didn't get to talk to Jim too much about his book. And there's so many parks to cover. I just learned of three new parks I could go to that I didn't know about before. And that's the kind of stuff we love to share with you here on the Larry Mueller Show. And I think that our listeners love that kind of thing. And we can do this only because WPR is listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and so many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes, and make your gift.
Great time to make this your last gift of the year to WPR. I'm going to be doing it. I hope you will, too. It just takes a couple of minutes of your time at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And when you give, you'll have that good feeling of supporting the station you've enjoyed all year long and that you're looking forward to in 2025.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau, and join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
And when you become a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took an important first step. Now take the next step and become a financial supporter.
And that's an important step because WPR relies on listener support, and it's also easy to donate.
Super easy.
Yeah. So I would say decide how much you want to give, $10 a month maybe, or $120. That's a great starting point.
Absolutely.
And then make your gift.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a couple of minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And that gift of $10 or $20 a month makes intelligent radio available to the entire state of Wisconsin, even beyond. And you can see why your gift is so powerful.
And the gift, again, $10-$20 a month, is making a big impact. It's accomplished in just a few minutes. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You just choose the amount.
That's right. And you know we have that new sustainer challenge today. It's up to $10,000. So choose an amount of that maybe that $10, $20 a month, and your entire first year will be matched dollar for dollar Join as a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you know what, Jill, if our listener, if you're already a sustaining member, hey, make the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever you choose, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Thank you.